This is Carol Kosovar, looking at education on KALW, and joining me is Kathleen White over at City College in San Francisco, and she has been involved with helping people work with kids and become teachers. She has a fancy title. She's Child Development and Family Studies Project and Pathways Coordinator. Say that three times and you'll get dizzy. But Kathleen has a unique perspective because, as everyone knows, we have a very, very urgent teacher shortage, not only in San Francisco, but throughout the state. But Kathleen, why is it a little different here in San Francisco?
Thank you, Carol. San Francisco is unique in that right now this current teacher shortage, and I say current because we've had them before. There's always a pendulum of teacher shortages in this state. But this current teacher shortage is going to be specifically difficult because we have a high cost of living here in San Francisco. Our housing costs are high. While the average teacher salary at San Francisco Unified is just about $70,000, there's still a gap between the cost of housing and the cost of living here and a salary at that level. Additionally, we have some additional challenges around the kinds of specialized pathways that require specialized teachers that are growing in this region. Many of our pathways are STEM-focused around health, around IT, around engineering. And every time you have a pathway that is creating jobs for a very specialized workforce, you need teachers who are able to guide those students. So we have some very specific gaps around STEM teaching, and we also have this backdrop of a high cost of living and a community that is difficult to attract teachers to because of the expenses.
It's sort of a double whammy, isn't it? Because the Bay Area is the hub of biotech, STEM, creativity, and that is the particular area where there is a huge shortage of teachers throughout the state, and it's even more impacted because we need to be able to have youngsters be able to teach kids for those careers.
Absolutely. We need a combination of things that make this particularly challenging. We need good STEM teachers, math, science, engineering. We also need teachers who are skilled in teaching children with special needs, because children with alternative ways of learning and children that have special needs most certainly need an education and need jobs, and they may be in some of these sectors. We also need teachers who are familiar with the sectors that are growing. So in some cases, we need teachers who've actually worked in those sectors or have familiarity. In other cases, we need teachers with a kind of a renewed energy and with excitement about some of these fields. We also, in many cases, have to attract girls to some of these traditionally male dominated fields. So we need teachers who can model to young women success in STEM. Against all of those critical needs, STEM, special needs, etc., we also need good, solid teachers at all levels and in all subjects, because we need to make sure that children are well prepared, can think, can write, be involved in the community and have the basic skills to succeed at all jobs.
When I think about San Francisco and the challenges that you're talking about in getting teachers to have that fit, I'm thinking there also is a resource that is a bonus, a plus resource here in San Francisco, and that is that we have lots of kids who speak a second language. Mm-hmm. And we have a large, large community to help fill that void for multilingual education.
Absolutely. Many people know that there are 63 identified languages being spoken in San Francisco Unified School District schools. We have most certainly that many here at City College of San Francisco. Being multilingual is a plus, it's a bonus, but we need to make sure that we're attracting multilingual individuals into teaching so that they can serve monolingual and bilingual students in order to prepare them for these pathways of the future.
Let me just remind you, this is Carol Kosovar, looking at education on KALW, and joining me is Kathleen White, who is the Project and Pathways Coordinator at City College of San Francisco in Child Development and Teacher Preparation Center. So we've talked about the challenge. What are the strategies, and what is the unique role that a city college, a community college, can play in preparing, and I'm guessing not only teachers, but others who are in the field mm-hmm. of helping children?
Mm-hmm. Thank you. So here at City College, we're one of the largest community colleges in the country, most certainly one of the most diverse, and by the way, now accredited for the next 7 years.
Did you hear a cheer in the background?
I have to put that plug in because it allows us really now to focus 100% on the needs of students as opposed to the accreditation requirements and drama. That's all I'm going to say. So why are we well positioned? Over 54% of our credential recipients in California now indicate that they attended a community college. So we are a growing source of future teachers, whether that's because students find the community college more affordable or because they want to stay in their community and then transfer or whatever the reason is. We know that growing numbers of students start at the community college and then transfer along their pathways to become a teacher. We also serve between 25 and 30% of individuals here at the community college who already have degrees, but they are changing careers, and that's a rich source of future teachers. We've been in business here as a teacher prep center since 1998. We're one of the oldest teacher prep centers in California, housed in a community college, and we believe that we need to focus on growing our own. We also know that our community college students represent the public school student, the students in our school district, in terms of ethnicity, gender, socioeconomic background. Our students look like the kids that are in the K-12 schools, and a grow-your-own mentality allows our own children and youth to come back as teachers to serve their community.
So when you use this phrase, grow your own, mm-hmm. it means starting young. It means you don't wait until someone has graduated from high school and maybe someday I might want to be a teacher or a paraprofessional or whatever other opportunity mm-hmm. there is. It's planning ahead of time.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I think some of the failed strategies include that districts use is they do things, and they're doing them all over the state, like offering signing bonuses and recruiting specific target groups into teaching and trying to entice individuals who've already graduated to enter credential programs. The problem with that is that I think it's too little too late. We know that we need to cultivate 10% of our high school graduates. In San Francisco, we graduate about 3,000 students a year, and San Francisco Unified has 300 to 400 openings every year. That means that at least 10% of our graduating class needs to commit to teaching if we're going to grow our own. And that's a large number. We're nowhere near seeing that success rate. So the kinds of things we're trying to engage in partnership with San Francisco Unified include ensuring that high school kids have college credit before they graduate, have enrolled in courses that allow them to understand child development and teaching, and then have some opportunities throughout their high school career to actually work with children and youth, to gain experience and really to cement this commitment to working with young people. Whether that means a job as a credentialed K-12 teacher, a paraprofessional, an after-school staff person, an ECE teacher, it doesn't matter, because the experience working with children and youth is transferable. It's stackable. The more experience you have with any age group, the more it helps you in a classroom. And we know that our young people have to have jobs. So by encouraging them to become employed in a classroom setting or in an early childhood setting when they're 18 is much more strategic than allowing them to work in a fast food restaurant while they attend college, where they're not really learning any skills that are aligned with helping people.
Let me just ask you one more quick question, mm-hmm. Kathy, and that is this. Give me a little, very quick sampling of the kinds of courses that are offered here.
Okay. So general child development, how children learn and grow, field experience in preschools, in elementary schools, in middle schools, in high schools. This gives students three units, college units, and it allows them to both learn what a authentic setting is like with children, but also to develop some strategies for teaching within those settings. Orientation to education, so understanding the education system. Courses on special needs, understanding what special ed is about and what the needs of certain children are. Curriculum development. We're trying to give young people tools so that when they do engage with children, they're more successful, which means they'll be more likely to find a career that follows that pathway.
I'd really like to thank Kathleen White for joining me, talking about what's happening at City College to address the teacher shortage and the unique needs of San Francisco. And if you would like more information about this program, they actually have a website, City College website. It's the City College website on education, and it's child development. So thanks so much, Kathy. Mm-hmm. This is Carol Kosovar, looking at education on KALW.